This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's Live Feed, we are introduced to the self-described shoegaze gutter blues, spaghetti western, chamber country sound of Minneapolis-based Painted Saints. We will also hear some of their performance from the Midwest Music Festival held here in Winona.
All right, well, you're listening to the Live Feed right here on KQAL 89.5 in Winona. I'm talking with Painted Saints, who just finished a great set. I noticed that you guys do a lot of different types of art. It's not just music, but it's photography, it's painting. How does that affect your music?
I guess they're kind of separate entities. I just write songs, and they are kind of what they are. And I used to paint a lot more. I haven't as much recently, but yeah, I used to do a lot of paintings and do shows and all that. So they're usually not, you know, meant to be referential. It seems like one kind of does its own thing, but I think, you know, a lot of the moods are similar, so they kind of go together, I guess.
Bye.
now take you back to the live feed with Robert Pack and his guest, Painted Saints.
One of the great things about a festival like this is you're able to expose your music to people who may not know much about you or may not know your type of music. How important is that to be able to get a bigger audience for your music?
Well, you know, if you write songs, you spend a lot of time doing this, you know, and if you go through all that effort, and it's pretty painstaking, and so you just want people to hear your stuff. You know, you go through all that effort and it means something, so part of that is just hoping that people pick up on it and it means something to somebody else. So yeah, it's nice to play for new people and get out there.
Now more of Robert Pack's interview with Painted Saints.
One thing I noticed, you released your latest release on CD and vinyl. Why go CD and vinyl?
Well, mostly because if you printed it on vinyl, it was really cheap to do it on CD. The package, it was only like a few extra $100 to do a huge run of CDs once you go through with the vinyl. But it just seems like people want vinyl now because it's more tangible. I think I don't think people are that attracted to CDs because they seem sort of disposable, and you know, everyone has their iPod or whatever digital player, so if they are going to actually buy something, they want something tangible and big, and so it's important to do, you know, a visual component and have a larger work, I think, if you're going to do it.
now take you back to the live feed and today's guest, Painted Saints.
Where do members of the band get their inspiration for their music as well as their art to go along with their music?
Well, we all play in a number of groups. I play in, I don't know, on average 4 to 5 bands at a time. So, you know, I do a lot of klezmer, a lot of Eastern European music. Two of us play in a Balkans brass band that travels a lot. So everyone's just really involved in a lot of stuff. Lyrically, I tend to be pretty vague with it. I feel like a lot of the songs reference each other. So they're, you know, there'll be one line from one song that I pull into another song. So they tend to be sort of vague, but more imagistic too. They're not typical straightforward songs. They tend to reference, you know, visual imagery and that kind of thing. Thank you.
singing is simple simple. The ground, you can't catch me. We'll be right back.
We now take you back to the live feed with Robert Pack and his guest, Painted Saints.
Is it a challenge or is it exciting to be able to bring so many instruments on stage and play every single one during a concert?
It's a challenge. It just depends on the night, too, you know, depending how the room sounds, whether or not you can actually pull it off and it sounds good. It's a challenge pulling everyone in the band together because we're all so busy and, you know, people have lives and children and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's a challenge. But we actually tone it down for the live show. Usually for the records, we have a full string section. And I used to bring an accordion to a show as well. So, yeah, we're actually paring it down.
Thank you for listening to The Live Feed. More information on today's guest can be found online at www.paintedsaints.net.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.